Okay, let's begin our discussion of Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Ches. Mem Ches, we are on the Mishnah, on the top of Mem Ches and Aleph. We are towards the end of the third parak today, and tomorrow is the last daf here in the third parak of the five parak Mesechta of Avodah Zarah, and we discuss the Mishnayos of Shlosh Abatim, Shalosh Avanim, and now we are up to Shalosh Asheros, the three types of Asherah trees that exist in Halacha. I wanted to mention last time, I didn't get to mention, but we can already do it today as well, the Meshechachma about Asherah in Parshas Shoftim. The Meshechachma discusses there is the source for the Isra of Asherah. Losita l'cha Asherah kal eitz, eitz l'mizbach Hashem alokech asher ta'asalach. Do not plant an Asherah tree next to the Mizbeach that Hashem makes for you. So the Meshechachma is bothered. We know an Asherah tree is usher everywhere. Everywhere in the world, right? It's usher. Today's Mishnah does not limit it to Eitzel HaMizbeach, next to the Mizbeach. But in the Torah, it's limited, as if there is some connection between Asherah and Mizbeach. So what exactly is the connection between the two, besides the general Avodah Zarah connection? Remember, as we started off this whole Masechta with the many, many mitzvahs that the Rambam has in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, when he lists off in the Koteret, the tens of mitzvos that relate to Avodah Zarah, 51 to be exact, but Asherah is not dafka limited to the Beis HaMikdash. So Ha'inyan, whenever the Meshechachma starts off with Ha'inyan, you know it's going to be something major. Ha'inyan, ki ha'karbanos af ki heima chelek gadol me'atorah, even though karbanos are a large portion of the Torah. V'hatorah karasem lachmi li'ishai, pa'amim rabos, and it's called God's bread. B'chol zos no dolanu adavar, mitzat ha'muskal, but we know, based on intellect and logic, Hashem doesn't really need any of it, right? There's so many mitzvahs that are related to the Beis HaMikdash and Karbanos, but we know mitzvah HaMuskal, it's not because Hashem needs it. Ve'ein nosav bo shum shleimus chalila mipu'ulos hanivraim. Nothing is added on to Hashem, chas v'shalom, by what we give him. Again, no mitzvah changes him. But by karbanos, we really might have thought, there's a havamina that, oh, we're giving something to Hashem. He has shleimus, and he is lacking something that we give him. V'hu ba'atzmuso b'lo shinui k'mo shaya terem him si'anim so'os. And he is the same, exactly as he was now, as he was before he created the whole world. And all the Nevi'im, Iov, and Micha all agree that Karbanos are al derech sod. Inyan chuki maf'il pu'ula nisgava benefesh ha'adam umosiv bo shleimus udvekus posponenua pu'ula so. Well, who is missing and who is lacking and who gets completion through Karbanos? Man, by giving and by his thinking about the message of Karbanos. So that's how he achieves shleimus. That's what he says. Behisboninu al pu'ulaso. As we think, by the Hashem, in a couple of weeks, we'll be starting Masech Seder Kachim and Masech Zvachim. So there are so many details and so many elements to think about. Why there's so many dafim about karbanos? The answer is because every detail, if we think about it, if we're misbonin on, it could be meaningful for us. That's what he says. Behisbonin al pu'ulaso. Ki kol zehaya ra'ui lios al nafsho. That's like the Ramban says in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Aleph. It's ki'ilu, a person's blood is being sprinkled. And a person's this is right, so it's ki'ilu. Ukayosi boze in yanim timsaim b'sefer emunos v'deos labeinu Rav Sadia Gaon. And you find this idea he quotes from in emunos v'deos of Rav Sadia Gaon that karbanos is not about us. It's not about him. Avalabori is barak kamoshi in otzorach l'shleimus kolam etzius kachin otzorach l'shleimus pu'ulasam badvar mamukim. He doesn't need us. He doesn't need our actions. Fine. And then he says, and that's why at the end of Maseches Menachos it says Ben Azai bo re'eh. If you look throughout Parshios HaKarbanos, it never says Kael or Elokim. It's always Yudke Vavke. Why? Because Yudke Vavke symbolizes independence. Hayahoveviya. Symbolizes Hashem doesn't need any of us. Elokim is one of the names of Hashem that relates to humans. Midas Hadin, Midas Rachamim. So the way that the Torah wants to emphasize the independence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even by Karbanos, is by the name Yudke Vavke. Ki Kshem Elokim Hu Koach Kol HaKochos Ho'alulim V'nim Sam Eito Yizbarach V'shem Kel Mora Al-Chosek Pulosav V'im Kein Ayakosav Kein B'Parchus Karbanos Ayapischol Pelaminim Ki Utzarech Lizon Chalila Me'a Karbanos V'lachein Kunemar B'chol Makom Hashem Yudke Vavke. Kiyumora al hayoso nimsa mechuyev mitziuso v'hu mahave umamsi kol. V'yimkein lo yitachin b'seichal emar kiyum makabal hazanav atosefes me'anim sama tzluyim b'rtzono v'nivraim, etc. Right? It's all the independence. So what does that have to do with us? Ula horos kavanazu. And to also reflect this idea, says the Meshech Achma, tziva yisbarach lasos mizbeach avanim. That's why the Mizbeach is made out of stone. It was hollow inside. Whenever they traveled, they emptied it. And when they came to the place, they filled it up with dirt. Right? So that's what the, there's no wood. Why? Lehis bonain. To teach us. Kemosha Mizbeach makoma karbanos hu davar shiro nizo v'nitzorach l'mazon mayim umazon. Stone doesn't grow. We don't water stone to make it bigger. Right? Stone is not thirsty. Doesn't change. So that's why the Mizbeach is also made out of stone. Kainu kol inyan karbanos. Lo l'sibas hazanav ha'tosefes b'shleimus oklal. It's not relating to any hosafa or shleimus. That's why lo sita l'cha asherah kaleitz. What's related to us now. Don't plant the asherah, a tree. A tree is something that is nizon. It grows. It changes over time. It develops. We don't want that next to the Mizbeach. Because that would give the misimpression. And he quotes that the Eitz Mizbeach Hashem Elokecha Inyan Mizbeach Wein Sarech Lo Chalila Vein Shum Azana V'Chulu. And he says that's also interesting why the Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin that why is we have Laman Yisrael Parsha Mishpatim and Parsha Mizbeach, right? The end of Yisro is about the Mizbeach, the beginning of Mishpatim is about Mishpatim. Lo Ma'alacha Shetasim Sanhedrin Eitz Lo Mizbeach, because the Sanhedrin also has to be independent, not accepting bribes, not accepting a mushpa from anyone, anything, anyone, you know, in terms of shochad. And then he quotes, that's why Kala by the Gemara says, also beginning of Sanhedrin, if you're mamed a dayan she'eno hagun, it's kilu mamed asherah eitzal mizbeach. Same idea, dayan she'eno hagun, accepting bribes, being mushpa from external, so kilu mamed asherah eitzal mizbeach. It's the same idea. That's the Meshech Chachma in the beginning of Shoftim. Again, Shoftim, he has many, many pages on, as he does Kiseitse, but anyway, that's the message of Asherah, not having any Tosefes, the Mizbeach being independent. Okay, let's continue. So now we get into Asherah. Shalosh Asherah Sein, says the Mishnah, there are three categories and types of Asherah. We had some of this already in the past couple of days. We had the Machlokas Tanoim, if you remember, a couple of days ago. What happens if you plant a tree and then decide to worship it? Right, that was a Machlokas between Rabbi Laza, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim, that was back on Mem Hei Mabez, when we discussed the first, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei, about mountains versus trees. So here we go. So Shalosh Asherah is saying there are three categories of Asherah. Ilan shenitao bitchilo l'shem avodas kochavim. A tree that's planted originally for avodas zara, harizu asura. Right, that's usur until it's mevutal by an oved kochavim. So that is, the whole tree is usur. Gido, and therefore you can't get hana from the tree. Gido upislo l'shem avodas kochavim. If I pruned or cut off some branches to make it grow better, l'shem avodas zara, v'hechlif, and then more growths grew. So note al mashe hechlif, then I could take off what grew and it would be mutter. Rashi, the kavana here is that by pruning it, I then have kavana that whatever grows now should be l'shem avodas zara. It's not that I do an act and I now say that the whole tree is an avodas zara. No, I prune it and I say the growths. Rashi on top. Gido v'kochavim Yisrael, avodas kochavim. Litzarech avodas kochavim. La'avod hagidulin she'igdulu b'me'ata. In order to serve what grows, right? If you have kavana for the whole tree, so then you'd be able to asur the whole tree. The fact that the Mishnah here says you could just remove the new growths and the rest of the tree would be asur, Rashi understands that because your kavana is only to worship what grows. It was already planted when the Jew wants to get hana from it, but he wants to get hana, the iser is only from the new growths. Nota masha hechlif, the sarfo kedin ashera, and he burns what grew, like the din of an ashera, v'ikara mutter bana, and the ikra is mutter bana. Tosfos also agrees with Rashi. Tosfos is printed on the previous amud. Tosfos towards the bottom, mem zayin amabez. Tosfos ibra maskal gido. He quotes Rashi and says, v'yafek ivein. How many times does Tosfos say that? Right, quoting Rashi and say, great job. שאם נסקבין האב עובד כוכבים לעיקרו, לעשות של עבודת כוכבים ועדי הכל עשר. Right, if he has in mind, by pruning the tree, that the whole tree should be yasser, the whole thing will be yasser, af al pishe ilan mechubar, kibin sh'asa maisa begufa ilan. You do a maisa beguf, so that affects the entire tree. Dumya de'afar de'chafar babor shichan amaros. Similar to dirt. If I dig somewhere, sh'nasa gam shara karka v'sh'asa b'maisa. Right, if I do a maisa in karka, so that itself can have some effect, even though generally the rule would be Mechubar. Tosfos here is commented on by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He quotes, look at the Gemara later on, and the other Rishonim discuss this, for this is Tosfos, this is Rashi. Tosfos compares the case to the case of dirt. Right? We find other contexts. Tosfos quotes the example of digging, but we know that comes up in another area of halacha, and that of course is kinyanim. Right? How my kone karka? Right? The Mishnah and Kiddushin. Kasev shtar chazaka. How do you do chazaka? You dig. If I do a maisa begufa karka, so then that itself would be enough to be kona. I don't always have to do a maisa begufa karka. We've quoted not for a long time, but there are two Rambams in Hilchas Zechiyah and Hilchas Mechira. How my kona karka? What if I spread out fruit on a field? Is that enough to be kona the karka? I have dates or figs that are drying out. I'll spread it. Shnichas peiros. Is that good enough? So the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira says yes. The Rambam in Hilchas Zechiyah says no. And all the Rivet says, what's the difference? If you look closely at the Rambam has a chilek, because one case you're buying from someone else, and another case you are getting from Hefker. Right? And there, and we've discussed in the past, that could be easier or harder. But getting something from Hefker, on the one hand, it's easier. There's no competing bailus. So I can just pick it up. It's much easier to get something from Hefker. There's nobody else that I'm taking it from. But on the other hand, there's nobody pushing it into my reshus. And we know that, for example, Baali Tosfos Ashita, that a katan cannot pick something up from Hefker Mida Araisa and own it. But if somebody gives it to a katan, so then he could own it. Right? That is Das Acheres Makne. So, on the other hand, it's easier to get something from Hefker, but it's also harder to get something from Hefker. Right? The Mishnah, the Gemara at the beginning of Baba Basra, that base talks about Habata Behefker. Just looking at something, is that good enough? Habata Behefker does not work. Right? There's focusing on it and having in mind, you know, Kinyan Dalavamas on a Durabanan level. Right? The Gemara Bamitsiya discusses. That is, that works in some conceptual way. But either way, Tosfos quotes here, the idea of doing a Maisa Bukuf HaKarka, being, creating a status and allowing the mechubar to be ne'esar, and we have that idea also in kinyanim, doing a maisa begufa. Good. So that this is the establishing, doing an act and affecting what grows. So what is original and where what it comes out of it doesn't always have to have the same status. That's also a chiddush. You might say, if something grows, how can you be mechalik between the tree, the old branches, the new branches? All of a sudden here, you can have a new status. The original tree is not Aser Banan. It's not Avodah Zarah. The old, what's new is Aser Banan. It's not Avodah Zarah. It's also a chiddush. You might have said, one affects the other. But here it says the Mishnah, it doesn't have to do with Bittul. There's no Bittul here. You're just removing the Avodah Zarah, and now what's left is Mutter. Right? That's what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. No Javash HaHechlef. Which is similar to what we said in the past Mishnayos. Right? On the yesterday's daf. Right? You put the new layer of plaster. L'shem Avodah Zarah, once I remove the layer of plaster, then it becomes mutter, as we saw yesterday. No Talmasha Siyeh V'kiyeru Muteris, right? Similar parallel case. Continuing, even less, what if I don't do an act? Hemid Tachteha Avodas Kochavim, what if I put an idol under the tree? Vinatla, and then I decide to remove it. Sorry, it was a Muteris. Again, I didn't do a Maisa Beguf of the tree there. I just used the area. So while the Avodah Zarah is there, so then the tree might be related and connected to the Avodah Zarah somewhat, but right when I remove it, so then it is a muteris. There's another area, again, without going into the details too much, where we might have a parallel discussion, again, of an ikker and a tafel. Here, if I have the tree l'shem Avodah Zarah, so then everything that grows is also Avodah Zarah. I didn't limit it to, you know, what's there now. But if our Mishnah is talking about the opposite case, the tree is not Avodah Zarah, what grows might be Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Ayin Tes discusses, what about Hekdesh? What if I'm Makdesh a tree? What about the growths after that? Is that automatically Kadosh? Right? What happens if I'm Makdesh a pit, and then the pit is filled up with water afterwards? Does that water become Hekdesh? regarding Mi'ilah. That's what the Gemara discusses. Gemara quotes the Mishnah from Maseches Mi'ilah. The Gemara there quotes, Aval hiktish bor v'yakarchach nesmali mayim, ashpa v'yakarchach nesmali zevel, shova v'yakarchach nesmali yonim, ilon v'yakarchach nasa peros, amaktish a tree, and then it grows fruit, sada v'yakarchach nesmali asavim, molin behen v'yimolin, mashe betochan. There Rabbi Yehuda says that there's no mi'ilah by the fruit. No mi'ilah by the fruit, no mi'ilah by the water that comes in afterwards. Right, only if amaktish in ashpa malaya zavel shovach malaya yonim, right? Ilan nasui peros, and then the that's Rabbi Yosi Omer maktish as asad vesi ilan malan ben ube gidulan mebnei sheim gidule hektish. Right, the Gemara discusses that. So again, it's another case where a status might come. There's a Ramban on that Gemara in Baba Basra, fascinating Ramban about chiddush and meila, where the Ramban says it's possible that something might be kadosh, but because you weren't directly maktish it bepeh, it's not subject to Mi'ilah. You could have a status of Hektish, even on a Daraisa level, but it's not subject to all the rules of Hektish. If I'm Maktish something Bepeh, so that has a more intense or a deeper type of Hektish, subject to Mi'ilah, rather than something that just becomes Hektish Memela. Because it comes from the source, Hektish, so then Memela, once it comes out, so then that's also Hektish. So they both might be Hektish on a Daraisa level. It's a huge chiddush. The Rabbi Elchanan in the Kovach Yiram on this Gemara Baba Basra discusses that Ramban. That is the important halacha of something becoming memela hektish status, and it's not direct. That this discussion is also quoted in a totally different context in the poskim. Is there a concept of kinyan chatzer when it comes to Beis Hamikdash or when it comes to Beis HaKnesses? You have a pit that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. I was Makdash it. And water comes in afterwards. So the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, whether it's becomes Hektish. Is there Kinyan Chatzer when it comes to Hektish? What happens if something is left in a shul for 6 months? Does it become automatically the property of the shul? Without the conditions, the shul might put up signs. You know, any jacket left here after a month, you know, is Hefker and Bechulu. But is there a concept? The Magen Avram discusses that in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses and the others, but based on this idea here, is there by Beis HaMikdash? Is there by Beis HaKnesses? Does it have to do with Das of the owner? Is there Das when it comes to Hektish? Maybe there's full Das. Maybe there's even better Das. Lashem Aretz Umaloa belongs to Hashem. In any case, let's continue. So we have the three cases of Asherah. The tree that's planted for Avodah Zarah, the tree that you pruned, L'shem Avodah Zarah, for what grows, and the case where you just put an idol underneath. So Amri Debe Rav Yanai, Vehu Shehivrich Vehirkiv Begufo Shal Ilan. The case here that is usser is if you did a Havracha or Harkava, those from Seder Zroim, that you did some type of grafting, or some type of pulling the branch underneath the ground, pulling it out in a different spot, really making a new tree, so to speak. Right? Rashi, the first Rashi on the Mishnah, De'ilav hachi afilu chidish lo mitzar. Because if you don't do this, if you don't make something new like that, so then even what grows is not going to be nasar, because of the source is not usser. Right? Hayotze min ha mutter mutter. To use the lashon from the Mishnah elsewhere, says the Gemara, "What made of onan gido pistol tonight? What do you mean? But our Mishnah just says if you prune it. Doesn't say anything about making a new tree through grafting or through pulling it from under. So ela iin mar Rabbi Yana linyan bittel idmar. Okay, you're right. What I meant by Rabbi Yana is regarding bittel, right? Not regarding tchilas iser, right? If the but only regarding the bittel. The afagav, the chiddush is he's saying even if the afagav the hivrich v'hirke begufa shal ilan. Even if you grafted something totally new, ki natal mashahichlif shaper dami. But once you take what was grafted, even though it's something new and more significant, still shaper dami, the bittel is the removal is enough. Why? Ma'u the tema the chiddush is not the tema kivan de hivrech vehirkib begufa shal ilan ki ilan shenital mitchila dami velitzar kula. See, if I graft another tree onto this tree, I might think that has a totally new status, the whole tree, and the whole thing should become aser. And removing the new element is not enough, because the whole thing becomes nasar, kamash malan. That's the chiddush of the Bei Rabbi Yanai, that even that case is subject to becoming mutter. But the language here used is bittel. But the Rishonim say it might not mean bittel in the normal sense of the word. Here it might just mean removal. you're nullifying the status of what's new. But it's not the bittul in the regular way. That bittul is used elsewhere in the Masechta. Period. Amar Shmuel, Hamishtacha ve'le'ilon, Tosefte Asura. If I bow down to a tree, Mishtacha ve'le'ilon, Tosefte Asura. What grows now is going to be Asur. What's the chiddush of saying that if now it has the status of an avodah zarah seed? So the Rashba says this gets into the sugya also related to what we have been talking about a davar shebalo bala olam. Afal pisha ha'ilon eino nesar v'atosefes eina ba'ola b'shah she'ishtacha ve'la v'gadla ha'at me'ilon ha'mutter v'komakum gzeres ha'kasev sh'tiyat tosefes nikris avodah zarah v'yasura. Says the Rashba, even though it's a davar shelo bala olam, and it's not coming from a davar ha'asur, that's the chiddush of Shmuel, that the tosefes is asura. So, Masiv Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar asks from our Mishnah, Gido upistol avodas kochavim vehechlif, no tamash echlif, right, if I pruned it, I cut off some pieces, and I pruned it l'shem avodah zarah, and then I remove what grew, so I take off what's grown, and then it will be mutter. Gido upislo in, lo gido upislo lo. It sounds like you need a maisa in order to aser a tree. If I just bow down to a tree, it's not going to be good enough. How could Shmuel say that it's not enough? So, amalecha Shmuel, hamani rabbanan hi, ushmuel da amar kerb Yosi bar Yehuda. Says Shmuel, Rashi points out that this is not Shmuel talking, it's the Gemara answering for Shmuel. Talmuda maheder hachi, mati Shmuel litirutze. Right, so Shmuel can answer that that's the sheet of the Rabbanan, who we said earlier, what did the Rabbanan who argue with the Rabbi Yehuda hold? That once a tree is planted, you can't answer it. Right, Ilan shen netol, the basof avdo, you can't answer it. Right, so the Mishnah is about the Rabbanan sheet, and therefore only if you do an act in the tree, so then you can make it ki'ilo was planted. Right, then that's why the pruning would be make it aser. Ushmol da'amar k'rabiyosi Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda da'amar ilan shenitol basof avdo aser, as we already had a couple of times over the past couple of days. So Maskavla Rav Ashi asks on that, why are you forced to say that Shmuel is only like one of the shitas of the Tanoim? Mimai Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Rabbanan b'Tosefes Pligi. How do you know, like we said before, that they're arguing about the Tosefes? Dilma Tosefes l'devri akol aser. Maybe regarding what hasn't grown yet, everybody would agree that that's aser, with just hishtacha va'a, with just by bowing down to it. And Shmuel was like, divrei akol, you don't have to limit Shmuel. And that's why Rashi says what he said before. Because if Shmuel gave this answer, then they gave the answer. But the Gemara is suggesting, how would we work it out for Shmuel? So the Gemara says, maybe you'll think of Rabbi Yehuda. So I ask the Gemara, why do you want to say that? Why are you forced to say that? Ubi kara pligi. Maybe they're arguing about the ikker, in terms of, if I decide to worship a tree, can the tree that's already in existence be ne'esar? But of course, what hasn't grown yet, I can prevent it, or the opposite, I can aser it, because I'm saying it's aser even before it grows. So, and then Rishuah would be l'kulei alma. To Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda savar ikaro nami aser. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds that ikar is also aser. Dichsev, as the pasuk says, va'ashirehem tisrafun ba'esh. The whole ashera tisrafun ba'esh. Ashirehem, right, as Rashi quotes from the Gemara earlier, shrei mashma. Asherehem, their asheris, right? One, whether it's planted originally for that purpose or not. For Rabbanan Savri, Iker Ilan Shari, no. The Rabbanan say, no, the Iker is mutter, only what the Tosefes is going to be aser. Tichsiv va'asherehem tigad deun, you shall cut it. And we said, Ezeo Ilan shegidulo giduo aser v'ikaro shari, haviomer Ilan shenito labasov avdo. Right? What's a case where you're going to leave the stump in the ground and just cut what grows? That's this case, that's Ilan Shenetolah B'Sof Avdo, and therefore, maybe the Machlokes is only about the Iker, but the Tosefes, everybody agrees, is Aser. V'chite Ema, and if you want to say, Halo Mitartzinan Hachi, no, we didn't say that, right, so we have to remember what we mentioned a couple of days ago. So, the Gemara here means that if you look in the Brisa earlier, back what we had on Mem Hey Amabez, we went back and forth on the whole Amud with different psukim used in different ways by Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and the Rabbanan. There we used different psukim than the ones that we're using now. So we didn't say this earlier. We didn't quote this pshat of the Machlokes, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan earlier based on these psukim. So Gemara says, Eifuch. Where it says, we could switch those psukim. As Rashi here explains, the Gemara earlier was not quoting a brisa. It was just the Shach Levitarya of the Gemara suggesting what each one would use each pasuk for. But we could switch it around too. It's not set in stone what each one used the psukim for. So efach, so we can switch it. Rabbanan led Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda the Rabbanan. Right, so we could switch it, and therefore, the Gemara is suggesting still, so why are we stuck and pushed into a corner to say that Shmuel only holds like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Maybe he could hold Lekulei Alma. So the Gemara says, MK, no, if you say that everybody holds that Tosefes is Aser, so then, our Mishnah, Gidu Opislo Man Ketanila. So who's the one that says that you have to do an act in order for what grows to be usur? If you're telling me that everybody agrees to Shmuel, you can just bow down to the tree, and that's enough to asur the gidulin, but our Mishnah doesn't say that. Our Mishnah says you have to actually do a maisa. So ma'aktani la lo rabbanan v'lo barosu Rabbi Yehuda. Right? It wouldn't be like either. Why? E rabbanan. If it's like the rabbanan below gido upislo nami, tosefes asura. Right? We're saying that everybody would agree that the tosefes can be usur right when you bow down to it. And therefore, you wouldn't need to do an act of pruning. E Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Iker Ilanami Aser. The Iker is also Aser, and you can't just remove what grew. So that's why, says the Gemara, that's why we suggested Shmuel is only like one opinion. Because if everybody agrees to Shmuel, then nobody would be like our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, no, you're still not forced to say that. Iba Yisema Rabbanon, Iba Yisema Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah could still fit into either of them. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanon, even if we say that Shmuel could agree to both of them. What case? Ibai same Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Ki kama Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. When did Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda say that the whole tree becomes ne'asar below gidzlo upislo ikar ilan aser bistama? When you just bow down to it or decided to worship it, that's when the whole tree becomes aser. Aval gidzlo upislo. But if I pruned it, gali adaite depetosefes nichale bikar ilan lo nichale. If I wanted to make the whole tree of Adazara, why didn't I just say, I hereby declare this to be my God? Right? Eliata. Why did I dafka prune it? It's as if I'm saying with my actions, I want the growths to be Avodah Zarah, bedafka. So I'm gali daita. If it was stam, it would include more. But here I'm a gala with my das that it is only what's extra, and that's why even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, our Mishnah could agree to. Or Yibai Seymar Rabbanan, or the other way, maybe our Mishnah could agree to the Rabbanan. Gidzo upislo etzrichale. The chiddush is of pruning it, meaning even without pruning it, the halacha is true, right? If you just bow down to it, but tzakatadachamina kivan to avad le maisa begufe ikir ilan nami litzar kamash malan. The chiddush is that even if you're megadeya uposel, even if you do some type of pruning, which is a maisa beguf, you might have thought the whole ikir is nesar kamash malan. We don't say that. So lamaskana, we save Shmuel, meaning Shmuel could be lukuliyama. Shmuel could be Lekulei Alma, our Mishnah could be according to either of the opinions, and everybody could agree to Shmuel that the Tosefes is going to be Aser, the Machlokas, between Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and the Rabbanan is only about the Iker and not about the Tosefes. Good. Again, this is, again, a major discussion about, sources and results. And Hayotse min ha tame tame, that's by kashrus, but you might say the same thing by trees. Davar shelo bala olam. There's a number of sugyas here that relate to this status. And obviously we're talking about a tree where a person has status, has power to aser. Right? If somebody comes over to my tree and bows down to it, that doesn't have an effect. Ein adam oser davar sheino shelo. In other words, Davar Shelo, I was going to bring it, I forgot. The Rabbi Chanan has a piece that we mentioned in the, a number of times in the past, where he discusses this halacha of creating an iser and limitations on that is only where there is a chalos that needs to be created, where there is a new status, where there's a reality to be created. So that's different. That's not limited to cases of that I have the power. So for example, if you have chicken soup, hot chicken soup, and I pour milk into your hot chicken soup, we don't say, Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shelo, and it's mutter. We don't say that. There's Basa Bechalov here. What's the difference? If I bow down to your tree, so then it does not become Oser. Like Armish Gemara has to be talking about a case where a person has the power to bow down to the tree. If I bow down to your tree, it doesn't become Aser. If I trafe up your pots, then it does become Aser. What's the difference? They're both Isurim and Halacha. So why should one have the power, one not have the power? Says Rabbi Chana Wasserman, says, based on Rishonim, but I think it's Simon Ayin Beis, where he says there are different types of processes in Halacha. Some processes have to do with a status that I'm in charge of. And if I could create the status, so then that would be limited. It's not a reality, it's a status. Right? Just like getting married. Right? A man giving a woman a ring is not marriage. Right? It has to be with das to get married. It's not a reality. If the woman has a ring that the husband gave her, so then they're married. No. What if he has in mind to give her a present? What do you have if he has in mind just to have a catch with her? Right? It's not a reality that's created. No, it's a status. So there has to be a das for that status. And that status has limitations. I have power for that status, but I also I'm limited in that status. Right? I go over to a married woman and say, Hare Mekudeshesli, it doesn't work. Right? She's already, that's the status that cannot be. What if the woman doesn't have any das to get married? Right? A woman has to have das to get married. Das l'kidushin. So again, I'm in charge of that status, but it could be limited to where I could achieve that status. So that's like Avodah Zarah is a status. It's a status of Isur, a status of Avodah Zarah and it's Asur Ba'ana. Masha Enkein, if it's just a reality, so then, they would like Basar B'chalav or, other cases, some cases aren't so clear, like Kilei Akerem. Kilei Akerem, it has to grow with my Nichusa, with my Ratzon. Right, so that's a reality, but I still have to be happy about it. Machshirin, right? There's a reality with my Ratzon. So somewhere in the middle, right? I have to be happy that the item got wet with one of the seven liquids of Yad Shach Adam. So that's it. Just getting wet is not good enough if I'm not happy about it. So again, but Avodah Zarah is obviously limited to cases where it's in my power. Kiddushin, also in my power. It's not like cases of Shechita. Shechita is similar to Bas V'chalaf. Right, I do an act of shechita, but I did not have in mind to, you know, matir the meat. I just did the act of shechita, but I know it was exactly, I did it perfectly. Somebody was watching. So, oh no, it's not mutter because I didn't have kavana for the meat to be mutter. Of course it's mutter, unless it was l'shem avodah zarah or something like that. But if I just did an act of shechita, that's it. And even if I say this, what if I say I'm going to shech this animal and it should only be mutter if it rains tomorrow? I have no power to do that. Can't make a tznai on a reality. You can make a tznai on an act that you're in charge of. So again, two different types of processes in halacha. One of them you're in charge of, like kiddushin or avodah zarah, that A, there are limitations to, but also I could also be in charge of it in terms of making a shliach and a tznai. I can make a shliach for kiddushin. I can make a tznai for kiddushin. But dvarim d'bemela, and processes that are just creating realities, I can't make a shliach for, I can't make a tznai for, and it's not going to be limited if once I did it, the reality will just be in existence. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Ezeu Asherah. What's an Asherah? The Gemara is going to say, we just had three cases of Asherah. What does that mean? Ezu Asherah. Kol sheish tachtei avodas kochavim. Any tree that has an avodah zara under it. Okay, so we'll see how that fits into the previous Mishnah. Reb Shimon Omer, kol sheovdin osa. No, having an avodah zara under it is not enough. It has to be a case where you worship the tree itself. If you just have an avodah zara under the tree, that does not affect the tree. Umaisa b'tzidan b'ilan shayu ovdin oso. There was a story in Elon, in Sidon, of a tree that they worshipped, umatzu tachtav gal. And they found a big pile of stones under it. Amar lam Rabbi Shimon, bidku es hagal hazeh, check what's under there. Ubidku, they checked, umatzu bo tzura, and they found a pasel under the stones. Amar lohen, he said to them, hol vilitzura hein ovdin, natil enes ha'ilan. Right, because you found this avodah zarah, like I said, they didn't worship the tree, they just worshipped the tzura, so therefore the tree is mutter. Right, Reb Shimon l'shitaso. He didn't just say this in the Beis Medrash, but he actually paskin this way, halacha l'maisa. Asks the Gemara, Ezeu Asherah, v'anan shalosh Asherah tanan. What's the Mishnah asking? We just had in the previous Mishnah. There are three Asherahs, and now this Mishnah says, what's an Asherah? We just had. What does that mean? So Ezeu Asherah, v'anan shalosh Asherah tanan. So hachi kamar, says the Gemara, this Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. Shtayim, two of the Asherahs, l'divrei akol. Two of the Asherahs are divrei, right? The Bach takes out the lamed. Divrei akol, the first two are, everybody agrees to. Well, you planted it l'shem avodah zarah, or you pruned it l'shem avodah zarah. V'yachas nachlokes, the third one, where you put an idol under is a machlokas to Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. And what is the chachamim? And what is that case of Asherah that they argue? Kol sheish tachteha avodas kochavim. If there is an idol under it, the Chachamim say that that is also called an Asherah, and the tree becomes Asur. The tree is like the pedestal in the previous Mishnah, where the idol stood on the pedestal. The tree is servicing Misham Sheh Avodah Zarah if the idol is under it. And Rabbi Shimon argues on that. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, kol she'ovdim osa. Only if you serve the tree itself, that is the case that the third case of Asherah, that's Asur. Period. Says the Tosefta, Ezeu Asherah Stam. What is an Asherah Stam? Rashi says, second to last line, Lav Atirutz Demastis Ankoi. Right, this is not a continuation of what we just said. Ela Milsav Apinafshi Kamer Talmuda. Right, a separate machlokas coming up here. So, what is an Asherah? So, Amar Rav, Kol Shekomrim Yoshin Tachteha. How do you know by looking at a tree, if it's an Asherah tree, based on how Ov the Avodah Zarah act around it? So, says the Rav, Kosher Komrim Yoshim Tachteha, if the idolater priests sit under it, Ve'ein Tomin Miperoseha, they don't eat from its fruit. They don't eat from its fruit, it must be a holy tree. Holy tree, they definitely serve it, because they're not eating from the fruit, they're staying away from it. Otherwise, they would eat from the fruit. Ushmuel Amar, Afilu Amri, Hani Tamri Lebe Nitzrafi, Asur, right? Even if they say no, these dates we're going to bring to Bein Nitzrafi, which is an Avodah Zarah, right? That's also Asur. To Rami Beishich, Revashasi Lebiyom Eidam, because they squeeze the dates and they use that in their beer that they use to drink on their holiday. So that also could be an Asherah tree. So whether Rav says only if they don't eat from the tree, from the fruit, and Shmuel says no, the opposite. Shmuel says if they could use the fruit in their, some of their idolatrous practices. Amar Amemar Amru Li Sabe De Pumpadisa Hilchasa Kishmuel. We hold like Shmuel that it doesn't have to be the fruit is off limits, right? They could use it in their idolatrous practices, and that would be enough to asser it. Good. Says the Mishnah. Well, so once we have an Asherah tree, so we learn more halachos about the Asherah tree in the next couple of Mishnayos. Right? The last four Mishnayos of this parak are about Asherah. So lo yeshiv etzila. One cannot sit in the shade of an Asherah tree. V'im yashav tahar. But if you did your tahar, what does that mean? So this is getting into, as the Gemara is going to say, the Chachamim were gozer tuma on Avodah Zarah. Even though on a Daraisa level, Avodah Zarah is only Asur Bahana'a, but Chachamim were gozer tuma on Avodah Zarah. So what happens if you sit in the shade of a Avodah Zarah tree? You're not allowed to, but if you eat your tahar, this is not talking about where you sat under the branches, because that would be, that's Tumas Ohel. It's where you sat in the shade next to the tree. Let's say the sun is not on top of the sky. It's on the side, so the shadow is diagonal. So that's why you can't sit in the shade, but it's not going to make you tame. It's not, the shade itself doesn't make you tame. The Avodah Zarah makes you tame. So sitting in the shade is Asur Bahana'a, even if you're not under the tree, because you're still getting benefit from the tree. But sitting, the Tumah is only going to be if you are directly under it. So that's the first line of the Mishnah. Lo yeshiv etzila v'im yashav tahar. Right, let's see Rashi, first Rashi. Lo yashav etzila haitzel lav tachas nofa ilanhu. You're not right under the branches. Dim kain lo masti levim yashav tahar. Toftani seifa lo yavar tachtevim avar tame. The seifa is going to say in case we walked under the tree. Elamana ilan v'hala. You're beyond the tree. Hilkach lav oelu. And therefore, it's not an ol. When somebody's on the side, their shadow is long, and when it's beemsa, it's not as long. Either way, that is the halacha. Good. Next line of the Mishnah, but you're not allowed to pass under it, and if you did, tameh, because that's where the chachamim goes here. Tumah derabanan. What if the branch of the Asherah tree was sticking into the street? And it was bothering people. It was literally stealing the property of the rabbim. So then the chachamim warrant goes their tuma on that. Because the people are allowed to walk in the street. So even if you would walk under it, you would not be tameh. There you would be tahar. Why? Look at Rashi. Rashi explains. Last Rashi on the Mishnah. Tahach tuma derabanan hi. This tuma is tuma derabanan. Vikra de maisinan bigamara. Asmachta bialmahu. The Gemara is going to quote a pasuk. That's not a real drasha. That's an asmachta. They find the remez in the pasuk. V'achinami amrinim perak Rabbi Yishmael, tachtumah derabanan hi. Teichad ogezel says a rabban, lagaz derabanan. The rabbanan were not gozer. Tumah derabanan on the case where it is gozel the rabban. Good. Okay, Tosis. Tosis says, top Tosis, but one second. Why isn't this similar to sitting in the shade of the Heichal, which the Gemara talks about in Psachim, that there is not a problem. You can sit in the shade of the Heichal, even though there's an Isra Me'ilav getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. Why is this different? So the Gemara there says, the Heichal is made what's called Latocho. It's built for what's inside. The walls of a house are built mainly for the inside of the house, to protect what's inside of the house. Heichal Latocho Asui. And therefore benefiting it from the outside of the walls is not called the Hana, that's Asur. But an Asherah is made Letzel. A tree is made for shade anywhere around the tree. That's why it's going to be more chamor, A. Or B, chumr davaris kochavim, as we've had a couple of times over the last week, right? Chumr davarizara, even if you don't want to be mechalik between latocho or lachutz, chumr davarizara might be different as well. So important two deos in the Tosfos. If you look in the Ran here has two important limitations that are quoted by the poskim. Says the Ran, because of our Ivan, first, he quotes like Tosfos says, "Chitzan lo yishe betzila dafka bashira David letzel bein latachteh bein luchutzola avol base avodas kochavim." But a house of avodah zara, tocho v'neged pischo arba amos asur l'fishein bayis asui letzel shachutzola. Right? If you sit in the shade of a building of avodah zara, so that would be more kal than sitting in the shade of a tree of avodah zara, because the tree, the shade, it's made for the shade all around it. But a house is made for, just like the Heichal, is made for the shade within it. So that's what the Ran says, similar to Tosfos. Then the Ran says, Umistavra, de la avor betzila shari. It only says here in the Mishnah, lo yeshev, don't sit. What if you just happen to pass through, walk through, and you went under the shade for a minute? That's not even asur lechadchila, just to walk past. It's only asur lechadchila to sit. That's the diuk of the Mishnah, lo yeshev. Right, the next line says, "Velo yavar," that's mamish under it. Mamish under it, you shouldn't even go walking through. But passing through the shade, not under it, the Ran says that would be even motel chadchila. Mashma de betzila yeshiva dafka hu da'asar walavar derech sham shari. The time of the milsa, what's the reason? Because after all, de medina fil yeshiva avilam l'mishrei. Kolecha deloka machavin. Even sitting, shemekra did be mutter if you don't have kavana for it, because he quotes the Gemara in Psachim. There's no psik reisha here by the Isser Durabanan in this case. Or even the Daraisa. There's no psik reisha here. Right? Maybe this is the Ran Lashitasa. There's a Ran in Chulin that says there's no psik reisha by Isuri Hana. Right? It's an important Ran there in Chulin. But the Afshar Veloka Machavin Shari, El Dachashina Shemiyisha Bi Yeshiva, El Havar Ba'almud Loshach Lamechish Bakule Hai Sharia. Right? That's what the Ran says, number one, walking through it without sitting. That's number one diyak for the Mishnah would be mutter, as long as it's not under it. And then he says, Od ef sharli lomar techi amrinan lo yeshiv betzila dafka b'dekam mechavein. Halav ha'chishari. And even sitting is only if you have kavana to sit in the shade. Without that kavana, it's mutter. Ulefize leka plukta ben yeshiva v'avara di lo mechavein shvayo shar v'lo mechavein shvayo asur. Most of the shchicha, he talks about, fundamentally, if I say that, that the, only with kavana is asur, then the chiluk isn't really yeshiva v'havara, it's kavana, not kavana. Okay, important discussions of the Ran. It's also quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Yaradeya in Kuf Mem Beis. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, lo yeshiva tzila pshita, it's obvious. He's getting hana from the tree. You can't sit in the shade. Amar Rabba bar Avchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo nitzrucha ela tzel tzila. What about the shadow of the shadow? What does that mean? Rashi explains, the shadow that's longer than the length of me. You know, when the shadow makes me look bigger. So the shadow of my size, that for sure is usur. But you would have thought that the longer part of the shadow, that's not really getting direct tana. Mechlal de betzel komasa, that's mashma though, that at the actual height of me, im yashav tame, is that telling me that only if it's in the tzel tzila it's going to be tar? But if it's in the height of the person that's tame, even though you're not directly under, the Gemara says low. No, but the Eved, even if the actual height of the person, even if you are in the shade, it's tar. The chiddush is that the tzel tzila is even asur l'chadchila. Or, some have it on the following. The im yashav tahar, pshita, if you sat in the under it tar, if you, the second part of the reisha. Amar Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, lo nitzrucha ela tzel kamasa. When are you tar? Only if you sat in the when is it usur and only mutter b'di'evet only if he sat in the tzel kamasa. Mechalti l'tzel tzila fi l'charchila yeshev. Is that teaching me that in the extra length, even l'charchila, you're allowed to sit? So lo, hakamash l'andafilu l'tzel kamasa im yashav tar. No, it's teaching me that even if you sat in the tzel kamasa, your height, if it's not directly under it, is going to be tar. Okay, different versions of what the Hav Amina was. Why are you tummy? Is it possible that there's no tikrovas of Avodah Zarah under it, and therefore the Rabbanan were metame this? Mani Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, who the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Omer Minayin, the Tikrovas of Avodah Zarah is metame ba'ohel. How do we know Tikrovas of Avodah Zarah is metame ba'ohel? Shene Amar, vayitzamdu lebal pa'or, vayochlu zivche mesim. We compare Avodah Zarah to a dead body. Ma meis metami ba'ohel, atigorz avaz kochavim metami ba'ohel. Just like a dead body is metami ba'ohel, on a daraisa level, only two items are metami ba'ohel. Meis and mitzora, on a daraisa level. But here we add one on a durabana level, that a to Avodah Zarah is metami ba'ohel. As well, but again, as we saw, Rashi says, and the other Rishonim assume that this tumah is it's an asmachta, it's only tumah drabana. But if it's in the street, so then the rabbana were not goes in the tumah. Iboiluhu avar o over. If it's in the street, is it even lachadchila you could go under it, or only if you did? Rabbi Yisla ben Alaza mishpei dechiski amar over. Rabbi Yochanan amar im avar velo pligi hadikid derech achrina hadalakid derech achrina. If there's another way to go, then it's only b'di'evin. If there's no other way to go, then it's allowed even l'chadchila. Amalei Rav Sheshes l'shamei. Rav Sheshes, who was blind, said to his attendant who was helping him walk, Kimatas l'hasam ar hitni. When we get there, you know, run under there. Go quickly. Go quickly under that tree. So hey chidami, what exactly is the case here? Ita like a dirkachrin. If there was no other path, l'amalei ar hitni. Mishra shari, it's mutter. So why was he rushing? There's no other way to go. If there's another road, hitni mishari. And if there's another way to go, why'd he even go down this path? Right? So how does rushing help? So Gemara says, La'olam deleka dergachrina. Really, there was no other path. Vadam chashav shayni. But Rav Sheshes didn't want to go slowly. He knew he was a chashav person. People might see him and get the wrong impression. So I have to do it, but, you know, just go as quickly as possible. Good. Says the Mishnah. Zorin tachteha, yirokos bimosak shamim, avalo bimosakhama. Am I allowed to plant things under the tree? Using the shade of the tree. So the Mishnah says you can plant vegetables in the rainy season because the shade is not good for it then. You're not getting any hanah from it. Avalo bimosakhama, but during the summer where the shade is good and benefiting, so you can't plant yirokos under the tree. Vahachazirin and lettuce, lo bimosakhama, avalo bimosak shamim. Because that is hanah even in yimosak shamim from the shade, and therefore it is usher. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afla Yirakos Mosak Shamim. Rabbi Yossi says you can't plant anything ever. Yirakos and Shamim either. Why? Mipnei Shahanivaya no Sheres Alehen. We had this earlier. Because the leaves that fall down are good for the what's under it. Fahavila and Lezevel. And then it's going to compost and then become fertilizer for what's under it. So even though the shade is not good, the leaves are good. So you kind of have to like balance out. Is there, do you look at the composite benefit? Do you look at, there's some benefit here and therefore it's going to be usser. Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Golyon HaShas just wonders about this whole topic. Shade. Is this really getting, direct hana'ah from the Avodah Zarah being in the shade of the tree? Or would you call this Mavriach Hari? Really, the sun is beating down on this and it's bad. I'm preventing the sun from beating down on this and being mazik. So is that direct hana? Or he says the Gemara doesn't talk about it. But he just makes that ha'ara. That it's interesting. The Gemara calls this hana and doesn't call this mavriach hari, preventing damage from being done. Right? Getting shade is considered direct hana in this case. He just has that ha'ara and he has a couple of lines related to that. Good. Let's just ask the question. Lameimra, Rabbi Yossi Savar. Rabbi Yossi says now, the soil is mutter. That's not usser. But the leaves that fall down is from the tree is usser. So you have two sources here helping the yirakos grow. Lameimra, Rabbi Yossi Savar, Zevizagorim Asur, Rabbanan Ami, Zevizagorim Mutter. So is that what's going on here? The Tanakama holds it's mutter. Zevizagorim, you have one mutter source, one usser source. That's mutter. Rabbi Yossi says usser. But we learned the opposite in the earlier Mishnah. Titznan, the Mishnah said, what do you do with Avodah Zarah that you find? Rabbi Yossi Omer Shochek Vizor La Ruach. Omatalayam. Rabbi Yossi says, crush it up and just throw it into the wind. Or throw it into the sea. But you ought to just throw it. even though it might land on somebody's property. Amrulo, the Rabbanan say back. I mean, the Rabbi Yossi's not worried about that. Zev Zagori Mutter. Amrulo, and the Chum say to him, Afahinasa Zevel. No, what do you mean? It's going to be fertilizer. Vinemar, and it says, Lo Yidab Yadchama Uma Menacherim. It says you can't have any benefit. Kasha the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, Kasha the Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi. So we have a stira in both. Zev is a gorim. So let's do the first answer. Bishla, the Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi, Lokasha. Rabbi Yossi, there's no stira hasav over there where you're crushing it up and just throwing it. To cause a liibud matir. There, your kavana is to destroy. So where your kavana is to destroy, we're not worried about it. Right? If it ends up getting a little bit into the plants. Hacha, de lo cause a liibud. Here, it's a natural phenomenon that the leaves fall down on the urakos. So usser, that's going to be usser. Ela drabana drabana kasha. But according to drabana, isn't that a problem? So Gemara answers first answer. Eifach, right? Eifach, switch it. You know what? Let's just do the second answer. Vibai say malot eifach, or maybe don't switch it. Rabbi Yossi kitzashaninan. We answered Rabbi Yossi. Drabanan. How do we answer the rabanan? Quoting a line totally out of context, what's better about the skin ruins the meat. What does that mean? That's a case discussed in Maseches Bechoros. Sometimes the way you skin an animal affects the meat in different ways. And sometimes if you want to save the meat, you have to skin it, but that's going to be bad for the skin. So sometimes it works conversely. If you do something good for the skin, it's bad for the meat. Good for the skin. So here too, it's being negatively affected by the tree. It's going to be positively affected by the leaves. So it's not purely getting hanoah here. So that's what here too the Rabbanan would say. You know why it is mutter? Fine, the leaves are falling down and becoming fertilizer, but the shade is hurting it. So if you look at it in a composite way, we don't look at this is hanah, this is no hanah. No, look at it in general. And in general, it's being negatively affected by the shade, and that would cancel any hanah that is gotten by the leaves. Okay, we could talk about Zev Zagorim, but maybe we'll start with Eved Hashem tomorrow. As we continue, tomorrow is the last daf here in the third parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. As we continue, third parak out of five. Okay, we'll stop here.